Psalm 74, Part 2, Preface. In troublous times and days of affliction, it gives comfort and reassurance to the heart to remember the examples of divine deliverance recorded of old. How often God, with a mighty hand, overthrew his enemies and preserved his church. This David urges on us in the words, "Remember his marvelous works that he hath done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth, O ye seed of Israel, his servant." To those three men who refused to worship his golden image, that mighty man Nebuchadnezzar said, "Who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands?" But that same day he had to confess, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel and delivered his servants that trusted in him." When Elias thought he alone was left of the Lord's worshippers in Israel, God said, "I have reserved to myself 7,000 men who have not bowed the knee to the image of Baal." When the Pope ruled supreme, and emperors and councils sought a reformation in vain, God awakened a solitary monk to preach the gospel, and the church was delivered. This same God is living yet, and he is mighty to save. Your need, his strength will not exceed. Your sore is not so severe, his skill can heal it. Let your requests be made known unto him, and trust under the shadow of his wings, as the second part of the 74th Psalm teaches. For God is my King of old, working salvation in the midst of the earth. Thou didst divide the sea by thy strength. Thou breakest the heads of the dragons in the waters. Thou breakest the heads of Leviathan in pieces, and gave him to be meat to the people inhabiting the wilderness. Thou didst cleave the fountain and the flood. Thou dried up mighty rivers. The day is thine, the night also is thine. Thou hast prepared the light and the sun. Thou hast set all the borders of the earth. Thou hast made summer and winter. Remember this, that the enemy hath reproached, O Lord, and that the foolish people have blasphemed thy name. O deliver not the soul of thy turtle dove unto the multitude of the wicked. Forget not the congregation of thy poor forever. Have respect unto the covenant, for the dark places of the earth are full of the habitations of cruelty. O let not the oppressed return ashamed. Let the poor and needy praise thy name. Arise, O God, plead thine own cause. Remember how the foolish man reproaches thee daily. Forget not the voice of thine enemies. The tumult of those that rise up against thee increases continually. Summary. Asaph here teaches us cheerfully to trust in God. He is the King of Zion, who often protected and delivered his church. He is the Lord of nations, who appoints unto each its bounds, how far and how long it is to dwell. He is the God of nature, who makes heat and cold, spring with its flowers and autumn with its fruits. He is not a helpless God like the idols of the heathen. He is able to help, and he is our covenant God. As in circumcision he pledged himself to be the God of Israel, even so in baptism he has covenanted to forgive us our sins, to be a merciful Father unto us, and finally to save us. Remember this covenant made in infancy and walk in it. Look steadfastly to the blood of Christ for the cleansing of your soul. Walk in love towards your neighbor, and in the day of trouble put God in remembrance of his covenant, and you will not find him a covenant breaker. He will draw your feet out of the net. Prayer. Thou, O Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, who art our covenant God, hast promised us the cleansing from sin in the blood of the Lamb, and has obligated thyself to be a merciful Father unto us. Grant us the spirit of faith, that we may trust the word of thy covenant, and doubt not thy faithfulness. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.